There are many gifts used to serve God, but there is one Spirit that urges us to action. There are many congregations who care for each other, but there is one great love that unites the church. There are many demands in our lives for our time, our talents, and our care, but God calls us into community through justice and peace. Let us worship the God that has called and claimed us all as beloved children.
Katie, as I was preparing for this, I was remembering that a week before my ordination, an 80-year-old woman in my congregation came up to me and she said, "Why do we say that dreary prayer of confession every Sunday?" And I said, "Because we need to," which was the right Presbyterian answer. Well, she said, "I'm 80 and I don't sin anymore." Well, friends, even if you're 80, we believe that we do confess our sins to a forgiving God, and that as we do that, we are offered the grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we come before you heavy with self-importance. We act like we are in charge, forgetting that you created us to serve. We judge others, causing hurt by what we do and what we leave undone. We let ourselves be burdened with problems that do not matter instead of acting for justice. Wake us up, God. Send your Spirit to clear our minds and show us your path.
reminds us how to live. We are called and clean through the waters of baptism as beloved children of God. Rejoice, knowing that our sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ. Let us now stand and share God's peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you.
Join us in the responsive reading. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away.
You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
It is so high I cannot attain it.
Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night,
even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness darkness is light to you.
For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I'm going to make y'all move over there. Okay, I can't preach from a pulpit. Katie and I used to have this argument. Not an argument, but discussion, whatever. Katie and I don't argue. I love the table in the middle, but like, sorry, I can't do that. I will fall off of that step. Like, I will go right on the floor. Probably said this. I am Shannon Meacham. I am pastor at Ashland Presbyterian Church in Hunt Valley, Maryland, which is a northern suburb of Baltimore. I am privileged to be here for the second time. I was here for Melissa's installation 4 years ago in November. No, because Gus was 3 months old, and my son is almost four. Yeah, okay, we're there. So Katie was also my intern, and we were joking actually before this in the office that Presbyterians are, it's a small world, and this is, you know, it's a small world that my best friend's church calls my former intern and says, hey, come preach for us. And I said, okay. It really is an honor and a privilege to be with you. Let's listen now to our second reading from the Gospel of Luke. Listen now for the word of God to you. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread throughout all the surrounding country. And he began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, and he gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the Spirit and the Word of God live forever. Two of my staff and I sat on a love seat in my office, and we were preparing for a Skype interview. And on it was a chair, and my computer was open, and we're staring at ourselves, waiting. And we're discussing, like, maybe we should have prepared questions so there's a 3 minute, like, what should we ask? Well, that's really boring. Like, everybody asked that. Well, what do you want to ask? Well, how do you want to do it? Well, what do we really want to know? What do we really want to find out? And how can we, you know, manipulate our questions in a way that doesn't sound weird to get at that? We want to know if they'll fit here. Even though it's only 3 months, it can be a long 3 months, or it could be a short and fun 3 months. So after some time, Katie appears on the computer screen. And I don't know this for sure, because there's no record. But I'm pretty sure the first question asked was, "Tell me about your call." As a minister, it is one of the first questions we are asked. It is one of the first things people want to know. What's surprising about the question, tell me about your call. What is your call? How did you come into ministry? It's not a small talk question. It is one of the most deeply personal, terrifying, and beautiful experiences of our life. And it's the first question out of our mouth. Tell me about your call. I don't really know you. I don't know how much I can tell you. So let me begin. Let me begin where I know how to explain this to you. Jesus begins preaching and teaching around the area, and he returns home to Nazareth. And as his custom on the Sabbath day, he goes into his synagogue. And like all good churches do, they say, ah, the youngins come back. Let's have him read scripture. We totally do that. You know we do. And Jesus says, okay, it's time to tell you about my call. And he unrolls the scroll, and he turns to Isaiah 61. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I have come to proclaim. Our call stories start in a moment of scripture. Every single one of us has a call. It is not unique to a minister. It is not unique to an elder. You do not have to be ordained to have a call. And each one of those calls is individual, and each one of them can be found in Scripture. What's Melissa's call story? Have you read her emails? She found her call in Micah 6, 8. I found my call in Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. You shall teach it to your children. You shall show it. Jesus found his call story in Isaiah. Even Jesus found his call story already existing in Scripture. This is Jesus. I mean, Jesus could walk up and proclaim anything he wanted. This is the great teacher, the Son of God. And he stands up and he picks a scroll and says, this is my call story. It's already written down. I don't need to write something else. I don't need to make something up for you. I don't even need to explain it. For it is fulfilled in your hearing and my carrying out of this ministry. That's how it is fulfilled. We find ourselves who we are in faith in the larger narrative of God's story. Every single one of us, we search and we look, and one day it appears, and we say, that's it. That's what it's all about. This is good news. This is the good news. And I will go, and I will do whatever it takes to proclaim this good news to the world. And if they want to run me off a cliff, well, then that's just the way it's going to work. Which, by the way, is what they do right after this. It is the most terrifying, beautiful, loving, scary moment of your life when you read it for the first time. this. This is why I was born. This is what I was here to do. This is what is important in life. Jesus says, for me, it comes down to two things. I will ask myself every moment of every day, who needs my attention and who needs my compassion? That's what he's doing. I will proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I will bring good news to the poor. I will find the person who needs attention and compassion, and they will be right in front of me. Katie, this is a very special day. And you will remember it forever. But it is not the beginning of your ministry. Your ministry has already begun. It is the first and only day. And tomorrow will also be the only day. Every day is the only day we have to fulfill our call. Today I will proclaim. Today I will love. Today I will find who needs my attention and who needs my compassion. And through that, I will live into this larger narrative of God, this story that is so beyond me. It is so beyond this community. It is so beyond a building. A love and a grace and a mercy so wide and so deep. And God says, engage in it right now, today, and proclaim this good news wherever you find it. Be bold in it. Don't be afraid. Fulfill it in the hearing, in the doing, and through each other. Friends, this is the good news of the gospel. This is why we are put here. This is scripture. All because the Holy Spirit has come, has lived, and has given us life. May it be so for you and for me and for you. And all God's people said. You are hesitant to say amen. And all God's people said,
amen.
Oh my goodness. It's like pulling teeth around here.
And we continue our time of worship with our offering for this afternoon. And please know that the offering benefits the Presbytery of Genesee Valley's Candidate for Ministry Aid Fund. So we celebrate all the many ways we can support those who are feeling called in ministry through this presbytery. And we give thanks for that. And one additional announcement would be in your bulletin, it does note that the reception that is hosted by the deacons will be in Fellowship Hall. It's way too nice outside to go down to Fellowship Hall. So we'll be out on the front patio to celebrate together. Let us worship God.
Thank you.
God of all blessings, source of all life, giver of all grace, that draws us beyond the definitions of ourselves. We thank you for setting us in communities, for families who nurture our becoming, for friends who love us by choice, for strangers who welcome us into their midst, for people from other lands who call us to grow in understanding. We thank you for this day, for life, and for one more day to love, for opportunity, and for one more day to work for justice and peace, for neighbors, and for one more person to love, and by whom be loved, for your grace, and for one more experience of your presence, for your promise to be with us, to be our God, and to give salvation. For these and all blessings, we give you thanks, eternal, loving God. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
We are all called into the Church of Jesus Christ by baptism and marked as Christ's own by the Holy Spirit. And this is our common calling, to be disciples and servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. Within the community of the Church, some are called to particular service as teaching elders, as ruling elders, and as deacons. Recognizing the importance of each office the Church ordains in order to assure fulfillment of the primary responsibilities of preaching the Word and administering the sacraments, ordering the governance of the Church, and providing for ministries of care and compassion in the world. Representing the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the Presbytery of Genesee Valley, by means of this commission, now ordains Katie Yassa as a teaching elder. Katie, do you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior? Acknowledge him Lord of all and head of the Church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the Church Universal and God's Word to you?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our Church, as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God?
I do, and I will.
Will you be a minister, a teaching elder, in obedience to Jesus Christ, under the authority of Scripture, and continually guided by our confessions?
I will.
Will you be governed by our Church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them subject to the ordering of God's Word and Spirit?
I will.
Will you, in your own life, seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world?
I will.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the Church?
I do.
Will you seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love?
I will.
Will you be a faithful minister, proclaiming the good news in word and sacrament, teaching faith and caring for people? Will you be active in government and discipline, serving in the governing bodies of the Church? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ?
I will.
Is there someone to give the questions from the congregation? No? All right.
Will you please kneel? And I invite.
So, good afternoon, and may we invite all who are ordained, teaching elders, deacons, elder permission ruling elders, anyone who is ordained, to please come up and stand behind Katie. We will pray, and then after the prayer, we will lay hands on Katie. So please join us up here. Talk about a community of ministers. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Gracious and eternal God, with joy we give you all thanks and praise. Throughout the ages you have been faithful to your covenant people, people whom you have called out of bondage and redeemed to be your own. In every time and place you have chosen servants from among your people to point the way to salvation. We are grateful for those who have gone before us and who walk with us now. All those who have followed you without fear or in spite of fear and placed their trust in you alone. We give you thanks, too, for all those who have led us. We praise you for the prophets and apostles you have sent us, those who spoke your bold words of mercy and of truth. And we thank you for the pastors and the teachers who have nurtured your people in faith and faithfulness. Above all, we praise you for Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to set others free. Anointed by your Holy Spirit, he proclaimed your reign on earth, revealing your saving love in all he said and did. May we so continue.
Gracious God, pour out your Spirit upon your servant Katie, whom you called by baptism as your own. Grant her the same mind that was in Jesus Christ. Give her a spirit of truthfulness, rightly to proclaim your word in Christ from pulpit, table, and font, and in the words and actions of daily living. Give her the gifts of your Holy Spirit to build up the church, to strengthen the common life of your people, and to lead with compassion and vision. In the walk of faith and for the work of ministry, give to your servant Katie and to all who serve as pastors among your people gladness and strength, discipline and hope, humility, humor and courage, and an abiding sense of your presence.
And so, gracious God, pour your Spirit out. Pour out the Spirit of your power and your truth upon the whole church, that we may be for you a holy people, baptized to serve you in the world. Sustain the church in ministry. Ground us in the gospel. Secure our hope in Christ. Strengthen our service to the outcast and increase our love for one another. Show us the transforming power of your grace in our life together, that we may be effective servants of the gospel, offering a compelling witness in the world to the good news of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Katie. Katie, you are now a teaching elder in the Church of Jesus Christ, and for this congregation. Be faithful and true to your ministry so that your whole life will bear witness to the crucified and risen Christ. Welcome into this new stage in your ministry as you grow in God's grace and love, and witness to that love to all you meet. Welcome.
We are Katie's parents, and given the opportunity to, we were honored to be part of this, and given the opportunity to give a charge to her, knowing that she is going on as an adult was a wonderful opportunity. Katie, the God who fully knew you before we knew you, formed your soul, your spirit, your intellect with joy. He imbued you with a compassionate heart that listens before it judges, an unwavering faith that stays you in times of pain and in times of joy, and an openness and sense of humor that sets people at ease.
Now God has called you to ministry, to serve this congregation and work among its youth. This is God's plan for this church and for you, journeys of faith intersecting for a time. Serve this congregation well in faith and in love. Drawing on God's wisdom and Christ's lessons to address the challenges of living in the 21st century. Take time to nurture your own faith and spirituality, feeding and caring for it so it will sustain you as you serve others. When times are hectic, take a break and walk in nature. Remind yourself of God's great work. For as it is written in Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God."
Balance your work and personal life. Protect and cherish your time with Philip, finding the special in each and every day you share. Take care of your relationships with family and friends, for they will always love you, as will everybody else. Most importantly, be true to who God has called you to be, the God who fully knew you before we knew you, the God who formed your soul, your spirit, your intellect with joy. For remember what is written in Isaiah, "I have called you by name, and you are mine." Go forth and serve.
Few of the symbols of ministry, Katie, what you come up here, that we would like to present on, I will present on behalf of Gates Presbyterian Church. First, today we had the bread man come visit us, and he encourages us all to commit random acts of kindness everywhere we go. This congregation will do just that. Don't keep it around as a reminder. Go home and eat it, because this congregation will continue to remind you of the kindness that God has shared with them and that they will share with you, and I know in turn you will share with all of us. And your parents did such a beautiful job in their charge, and as a reminder to take time to pray. Here at GPC, we have a prayer shawl ministry, and this is one of the prayer shawls. Anytime you need a tangible reminder to take that step back and be surrounded in God's love, put it on. And you live in Rochester. The warmth won't hurt either. And finally, in this box, I'll ruin the surprise, but is a stole for you to wear with such joy to be a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ in this time and in this place and everywhere you go. Many blessings. May these serve as symbols of your ministry going forward. Many blessings. Knew that it would be harder to follow him than to simply understand. So he gathered his friends around a table to hear the story and then to be filled with the courage it will take to live as part of that story. He still gathers his friends at the table to be strengthened for the journey. Not to fill our minds with the right answers, but to fill our bodies with the same love he carried in his body that we might love with our whole strength, our whole being, our whole mind, and our whole heart. This table is for all those who know a lot and those who don't feel like they know anything. Those who love fully and those who want to love more. Those who come regularly and those for whom this is your first time. This table does not belong to the Presbyterian Church. It belongs to the Lord. And it is God who invites all to share in this feast of love and life. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and glorious thing to give you thanks and praise, O God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and declared them good. You created us in your image, setting us in this world to love and serve you. And when we fail you, still claim us as your own, sending your spirit and your prophets to lead us. Out of your great love, you even sent your Son to be one of us and heal our brokenness. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the faithful of every time and place who sing. You are holy, O God, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who came down to earth to redeem us. Jesus proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the oppressed and needy. Remembering your grace in Jesus Christ, we offer our very selves to you to be dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
The tenets of our faith have been passed down from generation to generation, the story that grounds us and tells us who we are. So let me tell you what I've been told. Jesus, having loved his disciples, loved them until the end. On the night of his arrest, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim the saving Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, until he comes again. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may unite us with the living Christ and all who believe in you. Amen. Come, all is ready.
Thank you.
Gracious God, send your spirit and work in us. Your food that is planted in this earth, that is grown by the work of our hands, nourishes and sustains us. But without the love of Christ, it is nothing. God, you have given us time on this earth, and it is a privilege to serve you. It is a privilege to stand at this table as Christ once did. And we dedicate our lives, this day, this moment, and the sending forth, always and forever, for your glory. We pray all this in the one that saved us. Christ Jesus. Amen.
Joy. Live in peace. Love God and serve your neighbor. Remember, no matter where you are and who you're with, God's love is with you as well. May the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Oh.